Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Zayin. We will start on Daf Vav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, V'tehevi Nami. In our previous shiurim, we've been discussing the concept of Esed Eicheleshe. Say, we have been discussing, do we say Esed Eicheleshe say when it's a Leishe say Sheyesh Bekoros? And the Gemara discussed that the Torah says that in Shabbos, Havara, making a fire is asur. And we discussed that there's a machloikus tanoim. Why did the Torah single out the lav of Havara? The opinion of Rabbi Yossi is to teach us that Havara is only a lav. According to the Rabbi Shma, according to Rabbi Nosson, the reason is l'chalik, that one could do many averis, chil Shabbos and Shabbos, and get a separate punishment for each lav, a separate kamachatis for each malacha that was violated. So the Gemara assumed that the Torah is coming to teach us that we're not allowed to burn somebody who's chayv misa on Shabbos, even though it's a lav sheyesh by koris, and therefore we have a proof that if not for this pasuk that says we're not allowed to do it, under other circumstances, an essay is doicha lois essay, even sheyesh by koris. Says the Gemara, no, the Brice that says that we're not allowed to burn somebody on Shabbos is following the opinion of Yossi, that according to Yossi, doing such an act would only be a laugh. And the Torah is teaching us that here we don't say Ese Doichalaisa say. In other situations, we would say Ese Doichalaisa say. But ask the Gemara, because we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Ese Doicheleisa say that Havara is only a lav, there is no chorus for Havara. Ask the Gemara, V'tehevi Nami Rabbi Yossi, even if we'll try to explain that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the question still is, Eimed Amar Rabbi Yossi Havara L'Lav Yatsa, when does Rabbi Yossi hold that putting on a fire on Shabbos is just a lav? Havara Greitsa, when somebody's putting on a fire. But here, when somebody is killing the Balaveira with Sreifa, Havara the Bezdin, how does Bezdin do the Havara? Bishop Psila, who? It's by hooking up the lead. Rav Sheshis taught us, Mali Bishop Psila, it doesn't make a difference if you cook up lead, Mali Pushel Samimonim, if you cook up dye, it's considered a full-fledged Melacha on Shabbos. So the question is that anyway, it's a lav sheyesh by karis. So Tosfos asks the question, even without this discussion, if it's havara or it's bishul, but isn't the tilas neshama a melacha, and it's a melacha sheyesh by karis? So the Rishonim ask. Answer that perhaps that could be done by a goy. And since that part is done by a goy, that's why it's not considered a lav sheyesh bekoros. And Rabbi Chanan explains that since the purpose of eliminating this woman, this person who did the Aveira, is just that the Ra, what's bad in the world, should be eliminated, then it doesn't make a difference if the Yisrael does it or the Akum does it. What Tosfos doesn't really explain is why can we start to say the same by the Bishul, it could be done by the Akum. The Michas Chinuch says that from here we see in Hilchos Bishul on Shabbos, there's a concept of Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul. Sometimes if you cook something that was already cooked, it's not considered Bishul. Sometimes it is. So he says, the Michas Chinuch says that over here, the lead maybe was liquid at one point. It just solidified, and I'm cooking it again to make it melt. Says the Michas Chinuch, from here we see that by this type of a liquid that's meant to solidify, everybody agrees that there is Yesh Bishul, Ach Bishul. So now the question is, shouldn't we see from here that dafk over here, the Torah went out of its way to say, we're not allowed to do the sreifa of this individual on Shabbos, and we don't say that Esse Doichalois to say Sheesh Bekaris in this case. Isn't this a proof that in all other circumstances where we don't have such a limud, the halacha is Esse Doichalois to say Sheesh Bekaris? And if that's what we're going to prove, then we'll be able to understand what the Torah had to teach us the word Aleha by our sugi, by Yibum, that here, that normally Esse Doichalois to say Sheesh Bekaris, and therefore Yibum should be allowed to be done even by a woman who's an erva with a chiv karis, but we don't because of aleha. Says the Gemara, Amar of Simrashi, Hai Tana Loi, this Tana did not need Mashvesecha for that purpose. Mishum, that's the Asi Asi Daichalais to say. It has nothing to do with Asi Daichalais to say. El Hashum, the reason that he wanted to say one should be allowed to do Sreifa on Shabbos, and is the Mises Bezdan on Shabbos, he wanted to achieve that through a Kavachaymer. Vachakama. Mani Mekayim Mechal Mashimus. Even though, of course, the Torah says that one is not to be Mechal Shabbos, I would suggest that when the Torah says Mechal Mashimus, B'Sham Melachas, Chutz Me Mises Bezdan. The Torah is talking about other Melachas, but not talking about Mises Bezdan. Avil, but when it comes to Mises Bezdan, we would suggest Dachya Shabbos, that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, and I would get to that conclusion through the following Kavachoyma. Ama Avoida, the halacha is doing the Avoida on the Karbanat Tzibur in the Beis HaMikdash. Shechamura, Doichas HaShabbos. We know that any carbon whose Mayadoi, whose time to bring it is on Shabbos, we're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Yet, Ritzeicha Doichasai. The halacha is that a Ritzeich is Chayiv Misa, and as the Rishonim point out, it's not only a Ritzeich, any individual who's Chayiv Misa, and he wants to do the Avoida, he's a Kohen who wants to do the Avoida, Bezdin does not allow him to do the Avoida, they take him out to be killed, even if he wants to do a Karban Tzibur. And even if there is no other Kohen available, it doesn't make a difference, we take him to the Misa. Sinema, because the Pasuk in says the chiyazad ish al reiyu laharg ba'amai me'im mizbechi tekuchel lamas we take him. So certainly Shabbos she nitchas mipnei avoida. So if killing someone is stronger than the avoida, and avoida is stronger than Shabbos, because as we said Shabbos nitchas mipnei avoida, the kabbanis that we're supposed to bring on Shabbos we bring even on Shabbos. Certainly anything should take. So certainly we should be allowed to kill such an individual on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Amay and Amid the Kamar, from according to this explanation, the reasoning is, why would we say such a Kal V'Chaimer? If not, that is a Pasuk, says the Gemara. So, May and Amir, what is Maisa Bezdin? Isn't Maisa Bezdin also on Shabbos? So even though you have a Kavachomer, it doesn't make a difference. And the question is, why not? It must be because the Pasuk is teaching us that we shouldn't do this. It says the Gemara, Hachikomer. And this is the way to understand the Braisa. Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Techiach. The fact that if we find a Meis Mitzvah, Shadoichas Avoida, the halacha is, as we'll see in a moment, that if there's a situation of doing the avoida, but there's a meis mitzvah, the meis mitzvah takes precedence, and a doicha Shabbos, and still, we don't take the meis mitzvah on bearing in a Shabbos. So that proves that the kavachomer, that something is stronger than the avoida, doesn't necessarily mean that Shabbos is weaker than it, and therefore, we can't prove that through the Kavachaymer, that Mises Bezdin ought to be Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying now that this that we said all along, that perhaps Misa is Doicha Shabbos, was not based on Psukim, it was based on an Avoida. But the Aruch HaNer asks a question, that even though the Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi Tekechenem Lomos, the Gemara says, Me'im Mizbechi, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says, "Me'im mizbechi daf peheyom an aleph v'loy me'al mizbechi," which means that if the kohen is already in the middle of doing the avoda, and even if it's a kohen who is mechuyev misa, we allow him to continue doing the avoda. So ask the Aruch HaNer, what is the whole premise of our Gemara? That killing, that taking this person who's chai misa off the Mizbeach, is a raya that doing so is even stronger than avoda. And we also say avoda is stronger than Shabbos. That's not true. We just identified a case where if Kain's doing the avoda, we don't take off the Mizbeach. So if Shach in the Sefer, Every Ezri says, because that this that we don't take the person, the Kohen who's doing the Avoida, and he's already in the middle of the Avoida, and he's Chayv Misa, we don't take him off the Mizbeach, it's not because the Avoida is stronger. The reason is because it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mepesach Oyel Moed Leitzeitzu. And the Torah says, a new din, that while somebody's in the middle of doing the Avoida, he's not allowed to interrupt doing the Avoida to do for any reason. So that's, and if he does, he's Chayv Misa. If that's the case, it's not because this is stronger or weaker. There's a new halacha of Me'im Izbechi Tekechan Olamas. But Taisus asks a different question. The Gemara says Me'im Izbechi Tekechan Olamas. The Gemara has been trying to prove that that's a proof that this person, the chiv of killing him, supersedes the avoda, which supersedes Shabbos. But maybe, as Tosfos, the pasuk says, "Yedeichim yedei damim malu," and based on this pasuk, the Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis teaches us that Kayuk Shaharges and Nefesh Lo Yisus Kapov, a kohen that killed someone, Rechman Tzlon, is not a duchen. So that's, if that's the case, it has nothing to do with being stronger or weaker. The halach is that such, it's a new din, that a kohen who's a murderer may not do the avoda. So Taisus says that this din, that a kohen who's a murderer is not allowed to do nesias kapayim, that's only regarding nesias kapayim. Why? Because nesias kapayim, we know that the kohen, when he does nesias kapayim, he does it with his hands, he does it with his fingers. And there's a rule throughout Shas that ain't katega nasasanega. The same hand that killed somebody cannot be the hand to bring the bracha to Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, that's only by Nesias Kapayim, not by the Avoida. But asks the Chidah that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that this rule that we just repeated of Enka Tega Nasis and Eger is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim applied. But Nesias Kapayim is not necessarily done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So answers the Chidah that when we say Enka Tega Nasis and Eger is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not limited to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we say the Enka Tega Nasis and Eger is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it means a certain type of Avoida. What? That when we're doing this avoda, we're standing in front of Hashem. And explains the Chidah, wherever Nesias Kapayim is conducted, wherever Nesias Kapayim is conducted, it's considered like Lefnai Lefnim. So this is a very interesting question, actually. Here we're learning that a Kohen that murdered somebody is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. And this is Halacha that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lam Rhai. The Aloch is Kohen Sha'arges HaNefesh, Yisus Kapov. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, that even applies in a situation where the Kohen did Tshuva. It doesn't make a difference. He says, but Ramah disagrees. And Ramah says, there's always a concept of Kadesh Leitinol Dels with Nebali Tshuva. We want to encourage people to do Tshuva. And if we're going to tell the Kohen that once killed somebody, you will never be allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, we're going to discourage him from doing tshuva. The Bi Halacha quotes the Pri Chodesh and the Eliyahu Rabbah that makes the following distinction. He says, if a Kohen killed somebody, b'mezid, even if he did tshuva, such a Kohen is not given the opportunity to do Nesias Kapayim. But says the Chidah, says the Bi'alocha, if he killed b'mezid, we won't let him. But if he only killed b'shoigig and he also did tshuva, then we will let him do Nesias Kapayim. Says the Gemara, Hada Amar, Furus Meis Mitzvah Titcha Shabbos. The halacha that we should be allowed to bury Meis Mitzvah should be done on Shabbos based on the following Kavachoymer. Ma Avoida Shidoicha Shabbos. As we just said a moment ago, the Avoida we could do Kabbonis whose man, whose time is to be done on Shabbos, may be done on Shabbos. Kvurus Meis Mitzvah Doicha Naisoi. The Kvurus Meis Mitzvah supersedes the halacha of doing the Avoida. Because the Torah and the Parashas Noza says, Dabam Ne Yisrov Amat Aleyem. Isha Isha Kiyaf Linda Neder Nozel Haza Hashem. A person expresses and accepts upon himself to be a nazir. The pasuk says, "Kol yimei hazira l'Hashem, a nefesh meis lo yavoi." He has to be careful not to become tamei. Love of l'imel achiv l'chayis lo yitamel b'maisam. Even his close relatives, he may not become tamei. And the Gemara Masechta Nazir, Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph explains, once the pasuk said, "A nefesh meis lo yavoi," that he may not come in contact with anybody who's not alive. Why does the Torah have to single out L'Aviv, L'Imoy, L'Ochiv, L'Choysoy? And the Bryce explains, Aviv is to teach us that even though this Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei to, when his father passes away, he does become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. Imoy is coming to teach us that if this Nazir is a Kayin, he's not Metame to his mother, but he is Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. Ochiv, to teach us that even if the Nazir is a Kayin Godel, he's not metame to his brother when he's a nazir, but he's metame to the Meis Mitzvah. And the word achoysek comes to teach us that if you have a person who's going to make a milah or to bring his Karan Pesach, he's not allowed to be metame l'achoysoy, and he discovers that his sister passed away, he's not metame. He has to do the milah. He has to do the Karan Pesach. But he does stop for Meis Mitzvah. So we see that the Meis Mitzvah is stronger than the Avoidah. Shabbos nitchem b'nei avoida. So Shabbos, which is pushed away from avoida, and it should take first Meis Mitzvah, which is stronger than the avoida, as we just explained, should be doichay soy. That's why the Torah says leisavara esh b'chomesh v'sech b'yom Shabbos, to teach us that Mises Besdin does not supersede Shabbos, and therefore that's the reason, and therefore it has nothing to do with essay doicha leisa say or not. It's a separate issue altogether. Asked the Gemara, Ulamayda Saladati Mekara, what we would, according to our Havamina, that under normal circumstances, that essay is Daichalaisasei, even when Yesh Beikaris, my Erna Omer, what was meant when the Brisa says, Oyeina Omer de Kana, that the Tana said, don't say that. Why? If an essay is doicha, loisa seshiesh bekaris, certainly it should be doicha, and we should be allowed to kill the maismit, that person on Shabbos. Hachikamer. Says the Gemara, this is what the pasuk says. The pasuk teaches us, v'chiyi be'ish chayt mishpem mavis v'humas, that when a person is mechuyi meisa, Bezin has the responsibility to kill that person. Uman mikayim, how will I explain the pasuk that says, mechaleh mois jumas? Will explain that pasuk is b'sham melachas chutz mi'mises bezdin. Every other melacha may not be done in Shabbos. Av mi'mises bezdin dochi Shabbos. Why? Because the osi dochi v'loisa say. So Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh asks, why would we think that we're allowed to kill this person on Shabbos? Why don't we wait till tomorrow? So they answer, and then we'll kill him. So we know that we don't want to be mechal Shabbos. So we don't have to be Michal Shabbos. Let's wait till tomorrow, and we'll kill him after Shabbos. So Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh teaches us that waiting, if a person, Rachman Slan, Bezdin decided is Mechuyim Mesa, the halacha is we're supposed to kill him right away. And that's why the option that we could wait for tomorrow is not an option, because we have to do it today. Hadar Amar. Then the Gemara continues. Eimad Amrin Asa Esav Deich Leis Asay. Maybe the only time we apply the concept of Esav Deich Leis Asay is by Leis Asay Greida, when it's only an essay versus a Leis Asay. Leis Asay Sheesh Bekaris. But when it means violating a Leis Asay Sheesh Bekaris, Mishamet Leida Dachi, from where would we have a Havamina that it should be Deicha? Hadar Amar, that the essay should be Deichert. Hadar Amar, Otto Esay Doich loisa say, lav loisa say, lav loisa say, chame yosemine. Says the Gemara, we've been speaking in all of our sugyas about the concept of Esedai Chalaisasei. But isn't a Chalaisasei more serious than an essay? Because if somebody, Rechman Slan, violates a Chalaisasei, he gets a punishment, he gets Malkus. If somebody violates a mitzvah Sasei, there is no Malkus. And yet we've been learning all week that essay daichalaisasei. So we see that the essay has something special about it. So if so, mali chumer zutta, mali chumer rabba. What's the difference if the laisasei we're talking about doesn't carries with it a malchus or carries it with it a punishment of kares? Obviously, the essay is stronger. Tamalayim le savara eish, to teach us that we don't say essay daichalaisasei, and we should not kill that murderer. But as the maskana of the Gemara is, that is not real pshat. The real pshat why we would think that we should be allowed to kill this person who's mechuyim mitzvos bezdin on Shabbos is really because of the kal v'chomer that the Gemara just gave, the kal v'chomer from the meis mitzvah, and the pasuk comes to teach us that we don't follow that kal v'chomer. But if that's the case, we have no precedent that essay is doicha loisasei sheyesh bekaris. If we have no precedent that an essay is doicha loisasei sheyesh bekaris, we back to our original kasha. Why do we need a pasuk of aleo to teach us that we don't do yibum on an erva that has a chiv karis? Of course we don't. There's no reason to say we should. We don't say essay doicha loisasei leav sheyesh bekaris. And it's important to repeat here that the Gemara says that the essay is daichalaisasei. And even though essay daichalaisasei, and we have the explanation that we've quoted previously of the Ramban, who says that the reason essay is daichalaisasei, because an essay represents midas ahavas Hashem, versus a loisasei represents yiras Hashem, and ahavas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem. But if that's the case, ask the Achroinim, why, as the Gemara just said, if somebody violates a loisasei, there's an einish, malchus, karis. If somebody violates a mitzvah sasei, the Torah doesn't give an einish. And the answer that Achroinim give is two answers. One answer is that when somebody violates a loisasei, it means that he bekumvasei, he actively did an aveira, versus somebody who doesn't do a mitzvah sasei, did not actively do an aveira. And actively doing an aveira is a lot more serious than just passively not doing a mitzvah. That's one approach. The other approach that I saw is that we think of an einish, we think of a punishment as a bad thing, and it truly is typically a bad thing. But on the other hand, it could be viewed as a positive. Somebody does an aveira, Rechman Slam, the Torah prescribes an einish, and he gets the einish that the Torah prescribes, and the aveira is wiped away. Whereas when somebody doesn't have when the Torah doesn't prescribe an einish, that means the Torah didn't give you a way to get that aveira, to get that cleansed. So maybe an essay is more serious than a loisasei. But by a loisasei, the Torah said, take this einish and you'll be fine. And by an essay, we don't have that opportunity. Ella, so we're back to where we started. Why did the Torah have to write the word Aleho by Yibam? Ella Itzrich, the reason the Torah say the word Aleho, Kusaka dat chemina have a high eshesach, the locha, that a sister-in-law, when the brother dies without children, you're allowed to marry her. Dovishayi b'klal. The Torah says, the one is not allowed to have relations with the erva. And then it was taken out of the general rule. And then maybe what the Torah meant to do is, it's not coming to teach us that just this case is this woman who's an erva, I'm allowed to marry. That in all ervas, I'm allowed to have relations in a situation of yibum. And as Rav Nochum Perchavis, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, explains, what the Gemara means to say here is like this. We've been discussing over and over the mitzvah of yibum. Says Reb Nachum, what the Gemara means to say is we shouldn't look at Yibum as a dechia. We shouldn't look at Yibum as something that the Torah reluctantly approved. Rather, the way we should look at Yibum, it's a mitzvah. And therefore, even if this woman is an erva, we want to be able to do the mitzvah. The Tanya, and the Gemara teaches us in the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel that many say every morning, that one of the ways we explain Pesukim the Torah is Dovashay B'Klav V'Yotzim N'Klav, the Loyal Lamar Al Atzma Yotzah, Al Lamar N'Klav Kul Yotzah. And where do we see this? The Pasuk says, Ketzad, the Gemara gives an illustration. The Pasuk says, V'Nefesh Shetach B'Basim B'Sar Zevach HaShlom El HaShem, V'Tumaso Olav, if somebody eats from the Karban Shlomim when he's Tomei, so the question poses the Braisa. Shlomim is one of the kachim. And the Torah already says, Kol isha shiyuk mikol zarachem ala kadoshim shigdishim na Yisrael v'tumas olav. If somebody eats kachim when he's tamei, v'nechras ha-nefesh ahim al-fonai. So the question is, v'lama yotza, why was Shlomim singled out? La'ak shalayim v'loim alach. Ma shlomim yichadim kachim is bayach. Shlomim are kachim. There are two types of kachim. This kachim is bayach, a carbon that's put on the mizbeach, and this kachim by the kabay is something that's donated. Af kachim is bayach. To teach us that this rule that if somebody ate kachim when he's tamei, he's chayiv karis, is only by kachim is bayach. Yotzo, it comes to exclude that kachim by the kabay is do not have the halacha. And says the Gemara, Hacha simile, Eishas ach b'klal kolarayas ava. Your brother's wife is one of the ervis. V'lama yotzasa, and she was singled out that in a situation of yibum, you should marry her. L'akashalav l'aymalach, to teach us that ma eishas ach sharya, just like this erva becomes mutter in a situation of yibum, af kolarayas sharyan. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Mi dami, hasam, when the Torah spoke about kachim and the Torah spoke about shlomim, klaba as iser, the Torah made a general rule that all kachim may not be consumed when one is tamei, and prat be iser, and then the Torah singled out shlomim may not be eaten when one is tamei. Hacha, but here the klal that we're not allowed to have relations with an erva says iser, something we're not allowed to do. The prat that says we're allowed to do it that we are allowed to marry our eshesach is a heter. Maybe the only time we could use the concept of Doshay Meklau, the Yotzman Aklau, Loy Laman Atzma Yotz, El Aklau Kula Yotzah, is when the general Pasik and the singled out Pasik are of the same type. They're both Isser. Not when one is Isser and one is Heter. Says the Gemara, if we want to really analyze this Psukim by the din of Yibum, Holy Dama Doshay Meklau, if something is part of a group, the Yotzah Lidam Dava Chadush, and the Torah wants to tell us a new din, you can't apply to all the other cases. So yes, the Torah said that one can have marry an Eishes Ach, but not any other Erva. So we're back to where we started. We have no reason to assume that one should be allowed to do Yibam with any Erva that the Torah needs to tell us Allah that we may not. The Loch is that a Mitzayra on the eighth day after he was declared healed, brings three kabbonis, a keves la'oila, keves la'osham, and kifsa l'chattas. The kohen takes from the blood of the osham and puts it on the right earlobe of the metzora, and on his right hand's toe, his right toe, and his right thumb. Then the metzora brings a loik shemen, that the kohen takes from that loik shemen, spritzes it towards the praicha seven times, and the rest he puts on his right ear and on his right toe and right thumb, and the rest he puts on his head. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Davishai B'Klal, but the Braisa is going to teach us, one of the Davishai B'Klal, this lima that we just described, the Tanya Darshay Beklal, the Yotzal Lidam Adeva Chadish, Yat Rishay Lachzil Lachlala, Achi Chzeren Lachakos Beferish. You can't just put it back into the group unless the Torah shows us that it should be put back into the group. Ketzad. The Pasuk says, Veshachres Akevesh,
V'shachas ha-kaves v'mokayim ashe yishchar es-achatas v'sa-oil v'mokayim ha-kadosh ki-chatas ha-ashim u-la-kayim. Ain't time a loimer, so the Gemara focuses on the end of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says ki-chatas ha-ashim u-la-kayim. Because we certainly know that the place where the carbon chatas is slaughtered is the same place where the carbon asham is slaughtered. Because both the chatas and asham are in the category of kabanas which are kachi kachim, and all kabanas which are kachi kachim, shchitasam betzofen. Furthermore, there's not needed to teach us that we put the blood of the asham on the mizbeach, that the kohanim eat the blood, meat of the chatas and asham, because that's the din by all carbon asham. So now ask the brisa, or matam alon kachatas kasham. So why did the Torah write these words? Says the Gemara, fish yotza asham tzayra lidin b'dayin chadish. There's something new when we speak about the blood, about the asham tzayra, which we just described, b'ayin yana b'ayin regalei manus, that we put it on his right toe and his right thumb, which we don't find by any other carbon asham. Yochol loyi matan tam ve'morim al-gam mizbeach. So once it was singled out, that it has these unique halachas, maybe the halacha that we do zrikas adam on the mizbeach, that we put the emrim on the mizbeach, ought not to apply. Tamalayma ki chatas asham, ma chatas tuna matan tam ve'morim al-gam mizbeach, af asham tuna matan tam ve'morim al-gam mizbeach, that we treat it that way. What do we see from here? Diloy hadri kra. If we didn't have this pasuk of kichatas ha'asham, have a mina lemaidem nafik nafik. The halachas that the Torah expressly says applies to this carbon asham apply, or lemaidem loy nafik, and any pasuk and any halachas that are not mentioned don't apply. So says the Gemara Hachanami. Says the Gemara by Eishes Ach. The Torah singles out the Eishes Ach. Have a mean Eishes Ach ishtri. So the Torah says an Ishtar Ach, the halach is that she's allowed to have Yibam. But why would I think Shara Rayas loy? Why would I think that this halach applies by any other Erva that I need a lawyer to tell me that? Says the Gemara, El Tzakadata Chamina, the reason, explains the Gemara, we would think that even another type of Erva, if she's your Yavama, you're allowed to do Yibam with her. Taste of Imam Tzina Meshesach. We should learn it by comparing it to Neshesach. My Eshesach, as we've been learning, your sister-in-law, who's certainly an Erva, the halach is Miyavma, Af Achais Isha, even though Achais Isha is normally an Erva, the halach should be Tisyabim. So that's why the Torah had to teach us, Yivamal Yavamalel, that if she has another Erva on her, you're not allowed to take, you're not allowed to do Yibam. But ask the Gemara, how would we want to, how, what's the logic? Mi dami, hasam, a woman who's your Eishes Ach, a woman who's your brother's wife, Chadisura, has that one Isser of being an Eishes Ach? And the Torah says, in a situation of Yibum, that Yibum should be done. Hacha, but when you have a woman who, besides being Eishes Ach, has another Erva, the example that the Torah uses, Achais Isha, is Trey Yisura. So maybe the Torah allowed Yibam to be done when there's only one Isser Erva, this Erva of Eishes Ach. But who says that Yibam may be done when there are two Isser Ervas, Achais Isha and Isser Erva? Imad Tema, says the Gemara, because maybe we would apply a new concept. The concept of Hoyel V'Ishtri Ishtri. Once we see that the Torah says something is mutter, it expands the heter. Ask the Gemara, Umnah Temra, and what is the precedent for such a concept that meaning hoil the ishtri ishtri? So the halacha, the Torah says that people who are tamei have to be removed from the machna. The Torah says, Tzavis b'nei yisov v'shalchum in ha-machna kol tzuruh v'kol zov v'kol tamei l'nefesh. And as Chazal teach us, there were three machnas: the Machna Shechina, the Machna Leviya, and the Machna Yisrael. The Machna Shechina is from the Azara and includes the entire Beis HaMikdash compound. Anybody who's Tamei, any type of Tamei, Tamei, Sheretz, Zav, Zava, may not enter that area. The Machna Leviya is from the opening of the Har HaBayis until the Shaar Nikner, which is between the Ezra Snoshim and the Ezra Yisrael. Midaraisa, the only type of people who are Tamei, who may not be in the Machna Leviya, are people who tumma comes from their body. A zava, balkeri, a nida, yoledis. A tumma mason, tarim sheretz, midaraisa, allowed to be there. The chum said that they may not go from the area of the chil and in further. Machni Yisrael is any city in Eretz Yisrael that has a wall, and the halach is that the only tamei people who may not be in that in those areas are the Mitzrayim. Now, when we speak about a person who's tamei, we have a person who's tamei who's still in the status of tuma. Then we have a person who's tamei but went to the mikveh but did not yet have hair of shemesh. Besides going to the mikveh, he has to wait for the day to end. Until the day ends, he's still tamei. Such an individual is called a tful yoim. And then you have an individual who went to the mikveh, already had hair of shemesh, but he's the type of person who has to bring kabbonis to complete his tara process. And the halach is that such an individual is called a mechusik purim. Such a person is allowed to eat chulin. Such a person is allowed to eat truma. Kachim, he's not allowed to eat until he brings his kabbonis. And so similarly, a mechusik purim, the halach is, may not enter into the Beis HaMikdash. That he may enter the Machna Leviyah, a Tful Yoy may not enter there, but he may. Going back to speaking about a Metzora, the Seder of a Metzora is that after he's declared that he's no longer Metzora, he has to bring two birds. We shecht one of those birds, and we spritz the blood of that bird on him, and the other bird is let free. Afterwards, we shave all of his hair, and afterwards he goes to the mikveh. Now we count 7 days. On the seventh day, again, we shave all his hair, goes to the mikveh again, and he becomes a tful yoim. At night, he's no longer a tful yoim. He may eat truma, but he's still a mechusuk purim. The next day, which is the eighth day from when he went the first time to the mikveh, he brings the kabbonis, as we mentioned, amongst the kabbonis of the carbon asham. And as we said, the kohen takes the blood of the dama asham and puts it on his right toe, right thumb, and on his right earlobe. Now, where did the metzora stand during this procedure? He had to stand the ezrus nashim and stick his fingers, his toe, into the ezrus yisrael. Because if they're going to take the blood of this carbon asham outside of that zara, there's going to be a new disqualification, and that's called yoitza. If blood or kachim is taken out of the azara, it becomes disqualified. But now we have an issue. This person is a mechusuk purim. He's not allowed to enter the machna shechina. So what did they do? They used to stand in the shar nikner, and that's where he stood and stuck his fingers and toe into the azara. Now, even though it opened up to the azara, the halach is, it doesn't have the status of the regular azara, it has the status of machna levia, and the halach is that individual that's a machna, that's an individual who's a mechusuk purim, although he's not allowed to go into the machna shechina that we identified, is allowed to go into the machna levia. And the question, of course, is, why did they make the shah nikner kodesh? They shouldn't just make the shah nikner kodesh. So Tosfos answers that they needed to be lifnei Hashem, the Tanya. And now the Braisa begins discussing the following situation. That this is the eighth day, and it's an Erev Pesach. And what happened was, the raw Keri. He saw Keri, he had an emission of Zerah, of semen that day, the Tavol, and he went to the mikveh. So even though he went to the mikveh, and we just described, he's an individual with tful yoim. And the halach is that even though normally such an individual may not be in the machna levia, we allowed him to go into the machna levia to do the procedure with the daman ashem. Amr chachamim, that afish ain't tful yoim achen nichnas, normally a tful yoim may not enter the machna levia, a tful yoim from a tumma of yoitz magufa, of a tumma that emanates from his body, a balkeri, zen nichnas. We allow him to go there. Why? because Mutter Shiyava Esay Shiesh Bekaris, because we're not going to let him go there, and he won't be able to bring his kabonis. He won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach tonight. And therefore, since the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach is such an important mitzvah, it carries with the Chiv Karis. V'yitcha es Hashem be'karis. There is no Karis if a person who's a Tful Yoyim or Mechus Kippurim goes where he's not allowed to go. And that's why we allow this person, who normally we would not allow into the Machna Leviya, we allow him to go in to the Machna Leviya. V'amar b'yoychren, d'vat tayr afil esales bay. When this person that we just identified, he's allowed, not even over a mitzvah say by going into the Machna Leviya. Shenemar, the pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael were tamei and they became tahor, the pasuk says, v'yamin yoyshof b'kal Yehuda, lifnei echotzer chadosha. And the question is, my chotzer chadosha? Amar Rebbe, chitshiboy dvorim. The reason it's called the chotzer chadosha, because they said a chiddush. What is the chiddush they said? V'am tful yoyim, and the tful yoyim lo yikonis l'machna leviyah. That even though normally tful yoyim is not allowed to go into the machna leviyah, here they said that he is. So the question is, why isn't Azara Makum Shechina? And certainly somebody who's Tomei is not allowed to go into the Machna Shechina. And certainly this Tful Yoyim. So how could we allow this person to stand there? Vama Ula. So Ula explains that why did they make this leniency? Because they made a new concept. Hoyel v'tkutul tzaratoi. Normally, a Mitzorah shouldn't be allowed to stand there either. He's still Mechus Kippurim. And if he's standing in the Shai Nikna, which opens up to the Azara, isn't like standing in the Azara, and he's sticking his fingers in there, and the Aloch of the Gemara teaches us, is that Bia B'mikseh Shema Bia, even a partial entry, is considered entry. But the Torah said that otherwise he'll never be able to go through the proper purification process. So says the Gemara, we have here a concept, Ha'o V'hutru L'tzaratoi, once the Torah said that the Mitzvah is allowed to stand there, so this person is about carry, even though normally he would not be allowed to stand there, we allow him to stand there. So what do we see? We see that the Torah has a concept, a hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. So ask the Gemara, if there is indeed such a concept of hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, maybe the same thing should be by Yibum. That even though the Torah says the heter of Yibum by an Eishas Ach, but we should expand it and say Hoyl Vishtri Ishtri, and even if she has with her a different erva title, she should still be allowed to have Yibum. The Paiskim discuss different situations where we see that Chazal applied the concept of Hoyl Vishtri Ishtri. One is the Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simkuf Samaches. And in Yerideya Simakuf Yud Beis says that we know that this pas paltim pas Yisrael. Pas paltim means bread that was baked by a non-Jew in a bakery setting. Pas Yisrael is baked by a Jew. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have an individual who's machmer, he only eats pas Yisrael, but he has pas pelter, which is better. And he has guests that are not makbid on pas palter. The halacha is that even though I don't eat pas palter, that in honor of my guest, I should give them the best bread available. I should make lechem mishnah on Shabbos or even during the week on the pas palter. Says the Shulchan Aruch that in that meal, not only was I allowed to make the hamotzi on the pas palter, but I apply, says the Gra, the concept of Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. Since I was allowed to make the hamotzi on the pas palter, I could eat the pas palter for the duration of the meal. There's an interesting Birka Yosef, which we don't actually paskin like. He says that during the 9 days, we're not allowed to eat meat. But let's Shabbos, we're allowed to eat meat. Says the Birka Yosef, if on Shabbos you prepared meat to eat during the 9 days, if you have leftover, the leftover meat may be eaten after Shabbos. Why? Because we apply the concept of Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri. That's the psak of the Birka Yosef. The Shari Tshuva says
on that Brikki Yosef. It's a Brikki Yosef in Simon in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Tuf Kufnan Siftes. Says we never heard that anybody should accept this heter. The Chasam Soif in a Tshuva says a very interesting chiddush that let's say somebody had wine, that there's a question on the kashrus of that wine. And that wine may only be consumed by Hefsid Merubah. Says the Chasam Sofer, if that's the only wine I have available, so the halacha is, I could use that wine for Kiddush. And says the Chasam Sofer, once I use that wine for Kiddush, and we're learning now that I may use that wine for Kiddush, the concept of Hoyel V'Ishtri Ishtri teaches us that not only may it be used for Kiddush, but it could be used, you could drink that wine during the entire meal.